The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says Palestine will be liberated on the back of resistance by Palestinian groups. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the comment in a meeting with Secretary General of the Islamic Jihad Movement, Ramazan Abdullah. He said Israel will not continue to exist in 25 years in case of unity among Palestinians and Muslims. The leader highlighted resistance and struggle as the only way to save the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The leader of the Islamic Revolution stressed that Palestine is the major issue of the Muslim world. Ayatollah Khamenei believes the U.S. is behind all regional problems, aiming to sideline the Palestinian issue. The Secretary General of the Islamic Jihad, Ramazan Abdullah, hailed Iran's support. He said that some Arab countries ignore the cause of Palestine and ally with Israel. Well, to offer us more insight on that story, we're joined by director of Shafaghna Institute for Middle Eastern Studies, Ms. Catherine Shakhtum, who's joining us from the British capital, London. Ms. Shakhtum, welcome to the program. Walk us through some of the key points made by Ayatollah Khamenei, stressing that Palestine will be liberated on the back of resistance by Palestinian groups. And Ayatollah Khamenei also said that unity among Palestinians and Muslims will effectively bring an end to the occupying Israeli regime.
Yes, well, the first point I would like to make, because I know that mainstream media will certainly jump on this and try to dissect it in a very negative way. When Ayatollah Khamenei is referring to the end of Israel, he's referring to the political construct of Israel, which is Zionism. He's not referring to, you know, Judaism. Judaism is, of course, has never been the issue, will never be the issue. So I think it's important to stress this, because I know that a lot of the narrative coming out of the West has been that Iran is actually, in fact, actively looking forward the annihilation of an entire faith, which is not the case at all. That's, you know, this is something that Wahhabism does, not Islam. Now, when it comes to resistance and unity, I think that disunity has been, you know, the greatest cancer within the Islamic community, in that people have, you know, when Prophet Muhammad came to unify us and actually liberate people from, tribalism and, all sorts of label that people love to kind of, stick on each other. And of course, unity has allowed for many years, you know, Muslims to be able to kind of push back against, you know, their enemies. And of course, this unity has been our greatest plague, because we have suffered greatly under it, where people and communities have, you know, found ways to hate each other and distrust each other and kind of disown each other even, because people have a tendency today to call each other takfir and to try to, you know, to call each other bad Muslim or not real Muslim. And of course, this has kind of seeped into Palestinian society as well, where people have had a very difficult time trying to find their identity. And it's very difficult to do when you're standing under occupation, when the Israeli have done everything they can to erode people's sense of, you know, belonging, nationalism, you know, their religious identity. They have destroyed their heritage, their religious sites, because they're trying to, you know, turn them into vacuums. They are trying to deny the fact that they have a humanity and that they have a right to their history, a right to their heritage, a right to their identity. And of course, that Palestine is actually a reality. Today, Palestine has almost been negated. But I think it is because it has almost been negated that there's this awakening is actually taking place, not just in Palestine, but everywhere else, where people are slowly realizing that when everything else is gone, the only thing that kind of make them still, you know, dignified is Islam, is their belief in God. And you know, for some people, it's Christianity, and that's fine. The point is, people are looking up towards the religious to find themselves again. And there is no more powerful movement than this. I mean, look at what happened in Iran in 1979. If not for, you know, this attachment and this belief that people had, that the fight that they were fighting was for God, not just for themselves, but for dignity and the freedom that God gave them, that no man should take away, Iran would still be sitting under the thumb of the Shah. And the same thing will happen to Palestine. It's all about catalysts. It's all about finding the strength within to become free. And I think that for me, what really strikes is the fact that Ayatollah Khamenei speaks about how the Palestinians will liberate themselves. And I think that's important. Ayatollah Khamenei is not speaking as a politician would, or even as a state official would, or a leader would. He's talking from a religious standpoint, where he's actually acknowledging the fact that Palestinians are already free and that the destiny is within their own hands and that they're going to have to fund it within themselves to stand up and to fight back. No one can free you. You have to decide that you're already free to enact it. And I think that it's very important today, not just again for the Palestinians, but for Muslim and other communities around the world. People need to realize that they are already free. They just need to speak that freedom alive and manifest it. It's not, you know, it's one thing to talk about politics. It's one thing to talk about theology and have arguments with people and debates. It's another to actually believe. There's a huge difference in people believing in, you know, their freedom, believing that they have a right to dignity and enacting on it. So I think what we're seeing today is this kind of coming together where people are slowly realizing that the power is still within them. They just have to now reclaim it for themselves and actually, you know, face up the Israeli. The Israeli are actually quite weak because everything that they, the way they understand themselves is through violence and exclusion. The same way that the Wahhabi understand themselves through exclusion and violence and bloodshed. You know, it is a very lonely place to be. It is a very fragile place as well, because people tend to want to have peace, to want to have dignity, to want to have, you know, freedom. And so whenever it is in human nature, whenever someone tries to deny you those rights, you tend to push back. For Palestine, it has been difficult because the world has been oppressing them. But, you know, they will fight back. And I would imagine that when they do, it's going to be something to watch.
Director of Shevardnadze Institute for Middle Eastern Studies, Ms. Catherine Shachtman, joining us from the British capital, London. Thank you for your comments.